When Jack Frost came for Christmas with a brass monkey date, the real king and the scarecrow hopped a Florida freight, and they blew on their paper cups, stared through the steam. They drank half a bottle of the rag picker's dream, where the whiskey keeps following cold pitchers of beer. Me and my associate, like the clientele here, give the onions and the taters ribeyes on the grill, toothpicks and Luckies and a coffee refill. As the real king lay rocking, he was leaving the ground. He was flying like Santa Claus all over the town. When he came to a window of a house by a stream, it was a family Christmas in the rag picker's dream. There were kids at the table, all aglow in the light. Music in the wintertime sure carries at night. There was turkey and gravy, pie and ice cream, and gifts for each and everyone in the rag picker's dream, where the whiskey keeps following cold pitchers of beer. Me and my associate, like the service in here, here's a 10 for your trouble. You have beautiful hair. Make the last one two doubles. It's a cold one out there, where the real king and the scarecrow have started to dance. But a nightstick and a billy club won't give peace a chance. Here I think they went that away, your song and dance team, heading home for the holidays in the rag picker's dream. On his knees, like a fighter, the rail riding king, like a sack of potatoes, like a bull in the ring, where the scarecrow falls over with a tear in the seam. It's home for the rover in the rag picker's dream, where the whiskey keeps following like tears in our beer. Me and my associate, like the ambiance here, where they corner two castaways in a white flashlight beam. Merry Christmas and happy days. holy night. All is calm, all is bright.
And that was the song Rag Picker's Dream and Silent Night from Live at E-Town Hall, performed by Gabrielle Louise, who's in the studio with me, along with Justin Thompson and Melanie Jean. Thanks for being here, you guys.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us.
Happy to have you in town for a little while, and you're going to perform a holiday concert at the Paradise Cedar on Saturday, December 23rd. This is the Give Where You Live concert, so proceeds are going to go to a few local nonprofits, proceeds from sales of your new CD. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Paradise Theater, because this will benefit the theater, too. And this is our community theater here in Paonia, for those of you out in our listening area that haven't been to this theater. Gabrielle, can you describe it a little bit and talk about why it's so special and in need of support?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, the Paradise and I have a pretty long history. When I first started coming here to play Mountain Harvest Fest, I think those were my first times on the Paradise stage. And one thing that I've always noted about it is it feels like such a larger space than it actually is. And I think it's because so much happens in that space. You know, every time I find myself on the stage and looking out into the audience and sort of counting the chairs, I'm always alarmed at like how few chairs there are compared to the sensation that you get when you're in that space and the reverence that the community has for the events that happen there. Paonia tends to really pay attention. You know, we bring our best selves when we come to a community event. I think that's something that our town is just really good at doing. We're really good at supporting one another. We're really good at listening. We're really good at dancing. And the Paradise is just the hub for all of that. It's the center point. It's like the hearth that our community gathers around.
I remember when we were working with some kids in a children's theater project, I remember the Paradise was like the top of where you could go, you know, where you could go with your performance in Paonia. They were like, if we could only be on the Paradise stage one day.
Oh, that's so funny that you say that. Yeah, no, it's true. Yeah, it's so funny that you say that, that we're going to have a little children's choir joining us for the show on one number written by some old Paonia locals, Honey Don't, Bill and Shelley Powers. They wrote this wonderful song about gardening called Grow Your Own. And we're going to have some kids on the Paradise stage joining us for that.
Speaking of Bill and Shelley, Bill is a musician who used to live in Paonia, and part of what he would do is he would write.
Oh my gosh!
He would write these these jingles for all the businesses.
They were so epic. I know.
Just as a gift, like he'd walk into Farm and Home, which is like a farm. Well, you can guess what that store sells, but it's like our hardware store and farm supply store. And he would walk in there and hand them a jingle that he had written for them. He wrote jingles for several businesses, I think. I know he wrote songs dedicated to the employees at High Country News. He would give songs as gifts all the time. And so, you know, you've been doing this too for a long time, Gabrielle. You've been giving music as a gift to raise funds for causes or nonprofits or raise awareness about important issues. Pretty much the whole time you've been doing this. Can you tell me about the first time that you wrote a song to help someone out or give as a gift?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, early on in my childhood, I grew up in a large, very creative, super passionate, and somewhat tumultuous family that was kind of always on the go. And I'm the oldest of four brothers and sisters. And so there was a plethora of material just waiting to be harvested from my family and the ongoings. And I can remember writing songs for my youngest brother. Maybe that was my first one, Timothy. Like I said, I'm the oldest, so my youngest brother had a song, "Oh, Timothy, I've been trying hard." And then next, I think, was Sarah. "Sarah Bell, this song is for you when you are finding yourself." And that was kind of when she was coming into her own identity as a elementary school teacher. And it really encouraged her in a different direction, because she always called herself the white sheep in a black family, because she was the only non-musician. And I was encouraging her to just be her, you know. And one by one, I think I got a song for everyone. And then this year, this is such a great question, Allie. Thank you for asking.
You're
it.
You're welcome.
And then this year, my mom started to kind of tap her toe. She was like, "What am I? Like, why do I not have a song?" And so Justin and I together wrote a song just in time for her birthday, and then made a little video of it on Mother's Day. And we'll be doing that at the Paradise on the 23rd, but it's called Big Unbreakable Heart, and it's about her optimism, her endless optimism.
Wow, I want to shed a tear just even thinking about, like, getting that as a gift from your kid. Was she bawling?
Yeah, and then she came with me and helped me out on a tour that I did in the East Coast in the fall, and so she saw, you know, mini shows back to back, and by the last one, I think she was like, okay.
Enough already. Have you ever received a song as a gift?
Yeah, I have. You know, being partnered to another songwriter, it's lucky. I've had a number of songs, I think, kind of come my way. And it's amazing what it does. Do you remember that TEDx, speaking of the Paradise, and it being kind of the hearth of our community? TEDx Paonia was such a wonderful event that I was happy to participate in. And I gave a talk there about the power of narrative and how it shapes our identity and how it shapes our vision for ourselves. And so, having received several songs as a gift, I can only just say thank you, because it's kind of lifted me up in a way that I'm able to view myself more positively.
Mm-hmm. Justin, what song did you write for her that she's talking about?
She makes appearances in several songs. We have a song called Sweet Peony that actually, it's funny, we start songs for each other, about each other, and then we get stuck and help each other finish them. So we finished that one together, and actually we haven't been playing it much lately. We're gonna have to play it in Paonia, since it's sort of about Paonia too. It's about you know, our pet name for each other is Peony, but it's also, you know, set here.
Derivative of our town.
Very nice. So if you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Gabriel Louise. Justin Thompson and Melanie Jean are here too, and they're all going to be playing at the Paradise Cedar on Saturday, December 23rd. And I know that you can find some tickets to this show. And remember, the proceeds go to the Paradise Cedar. If you purchase a CD, that the proceeds from that go to several nonprofits. The tickets are available at the Paradise Cedar box office, Cirque Cyclery, Lizzie's Market. Yeah, so let's maybe, should we jump into another song?
Yeah.
And we're going to hear a special request, because I heard this today when I was looking at some videos of Gabrielle, and this is called Orion's Arrow. And I had not heard this song before. But I saw you perform it on some weird morning show in Nashville. It was like one of those TV shows where the hosts are very perky with big hair.
I think they give them 5 cups of coffee right before they film.
How was that experience? I always wondered what it was like to perform on one of those shows.
It was really interesting. You know, first of all, I really do like Nashville, but it is a different culture in general, just the whole city. The experience for me was very much like, wait, go. Okay, now go away. you know, everything's timed so impeccably when you're filming one of those right. kind of morning news programs. But yeah, but it was still an honor to get to do it. And
did they ask you any questions or get all like perky in your face, kind of freak you out?
No, you know, I don't even think we were able to talk to the hosts. It was pretty sequestered. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Yeah. Well, this is a beautiful song. Do you have a story about it? Or?
Yeah. Well, speaking of co-writing with Justin Thompson, this is a song that Justin and I co-wrote. And I think, Allie, the reason why you like this song so much is because this is one that Justin started. And I was really honored to help him finish it. But I think his knack for melody and storytelling is just really evident here.
There's a man I know, and he don't say too much. Just a few small words, sharp and slow. Twilight in his eyes, and a rolly in his teeth. He says, girl, you never listen. You should listen now to me. The sun moves fast. As it sets, you don't want no regrets. It's all just an arrow in a bow. Learn how to let it go. How to let it go. It's traveled through the years. The memories are like company that I rarely ever see. You know you're born and then you're old, like there's nothing in between. The sun moves faster as it sets. Babe, I got a few. It's all just an arrow in a bow, and I'm gonna let it go. Oh,
Thank you. That's Gabrielle Louise, joined by Justin Thompson and Melanie Jean. Another song that I really am impressed by the lyrics is the song Made for Something More. And to me, it feels like a Me Too story. But it was written before that whole movement started. And one of the lines in it is, if the room's locked, then storm the door. Do you feel like we're in the process of storming those doors right now?
Oh my gosh, it's so exciting. I feel like I've lived my whole life waiting for this moment where everything, all the shadows are cast with light, you know, everybody's able to speak freely, and it's creating a new culture surrounding the way that the sexes interact, and an atmosphere that's just far more respectful for women overall. And it's so exciting. I mean, really, like, it makes my heart sing. It's so exciting. But yeah, that particular song, originally I called it Try the Door, and then I renamed it Made for Something More recently. And actually, you know, that was one that I started, but it was such an incredible experience to finish it with my co-writer, Justin, because it gave me this sensation that, you know, not all men are horrible. And like, let's remember that. There are some really beautiful, wonderful male energies all around us. And so it was really wonderful to get to write that confessional piece with my partner. And that song spoke to me. It's still very difficult for me to perform, but I think it's important. I think the messaging is important. And it kind of kicked off really what we're doing now, which is something called the Made for Something More Project. And that's about giving this gift of song to causes we care about. And based on the belief that, you know, women are made for more than oppressing, and that, and all kinds of things. The environment is made for more than resource extraction, that our veterans are made for more than using and discarding, our elderly are made for more than forgetting, and our kids are made for so much more than just a test score or statistic, and just on and on. It's about raising up to our highest potential as a species and as a planet. And so I'm happy. I'm really excited to be working on this. And the songs that we're going to be doing in the show at the Paradise, each of them are dedicated to these different causes. The song that you just heard is going to be dedicated to an organization called A Little Help, which connects community members as volunteers with seniors. And so, yeah, it's going to be nice just to kind of dedicate each piece to a particular cause that's doing good work.
What a great idea. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
What's inspiring you these days? Like, what's making you want to write or paint or do all these creative things that you do? Is there, I'm sure there's more than one thing, but what are the ideas that are getting your wheels turning?
Well, the most recent song that I've finished was, I guess, inspired by kind of a frustrated place. we just finished an anti-fracking song, and it's kind of an empowering song, too. It certainly has energy behind it. But I think it's also got an uplifting message. So, you know, it's hard to avoid the news, and that is definitely a source of recent inspiration.
Yeah. So at this event on Saturday, you can purchase the live album, Live at E-Town Hall, which is, how many songs are on it?
Well, it's a double disc record, so ooh. I think there's 14. Each CD is one set.
Yep. Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Proceeds of that will go to area nonprofits. Can you talk about the experience of recording a live album? Because I know that's different from obviously going into a studio. And you mentioned that it's cheaper because you can't do it take after take after take. So what was it like? Was that your first time doing it?
That was actually. No, that's not true. I released a live record kind of early on in my career, which I sold out of, and I think just consequently didn't end up reprinting. It was nice. It was charming. recording at E-Town was totally different, though, because the sound in that space is incredible. They had studio-grade gear, and they had a monitor engineer, somebody who's an engineer specifically. Their job was to make sure that we were comfortable on stage, and then they had a front-of-house engineer as well. And so it was easy to do a good job for two reasons. One, I think because there's an old joke in the music industry. If you are watching a concert and the band's really good, then it could just possibly be the sound guy. And it just speaks to like how much a good engineer can influence the way that a musician is feeling. And so that made it easy to have great sound. But the other thing I wanted to say is that, as I mentioned earlier, because I didn't know that we were going to release it as a CD, that helped too, because I wasn't overthinking it. You know, I was just giving my show. And So it, I think because of that has a sense of liberation in it.
It seemed pretty like flawless to me, just watching it on video. It didn't seem like there were a whole lot of, you know, I don't know, odd little mistakes that happened or anything. It just seemed like you just went through it like it was.
Thank you. That's really sweet. Thank you for saying that. I was really happy with the way it turned out. We did have to leave out one song because I messed up the lyrics. So, yeah, so, it, you know, it's not that, I didn't make mistakes. It's that you didn't hear that one.
And if you're just joining us, I'm here with Gabrielle Louise, joined by Justin Thompson and Melanie Jean. And Melanie, I know you just got back from a big trip. You were traveling with the band David Wax Museum. You were part of their team on a leg of their tour in Europe. What was that like?
It was really fun. We spent 2 weeks in the Netherlands and went to just about every city in the whole country because it's so small. And I helped take care of their two little kids and helped with some road logistics and different things. And it was a really wonderful experience. This particular tour was just the duo, the married couple within the band and their two kids. So I think they were kind of laying the groundwork for a bigger tour in the future. And if they ask me back, I'd love to work with them again.
Oh, nice. It'd be great to hear one more song before you guys go. And just to remind everybody, you can see all of these lovely people perform on Saturday, December 23rd at the Paradise Theater. This is the Give Where You Live concert with Gabrielle Louise and Justin Thompson and Melanie Jean. And is there anyone else joining you?
Yeah, we're going to have our great friend Greg Schockett come down from Boulder, Colorado, and he's going to be playing some wonderful mandolin.
And you can get tickets at Brown Paper Tickets. You can also get them at the Paradise Theater website or Paradise Theater box office, Cirque, Cyclery, or Lizzie's Market in Paonia. What are we going to go out with?
Well, we thought we'd leave you guys with a John Prine cover. We just thought this was an uncanny, strange resemblance to the Paonia area. So we're excited to be performing this one at the Paradise to kind of just celebrate the wonderful aspects of our community.
She was a level-headed dancer on the road to alcohol. He was just a soldier on the way to Montreal. Well, she pressed her chest against him about the time that the jukebox broke. Gave him a peck on the back of the neck. These were the words she spoke. Blow up your TV, throw your paper, move to the country, build you a home, have a little garden, eat a lot of peaches, try to find Jesus on your own. Well, he sat there at the table and he acted real naive, for he knew that topless woman had something up her sleeve. Oh, she danced around the bar and she did the hoochie-coo, singing her song all night long, telling him what to do. Blow up the TV, throw your paper, move to the country, build you a home, have a little garden, eat a lot of peaches, try to find Jesus on your own. Well, he was young and hungry and about to leave that place, when just as he was leaving, she looked him in the face. He said, you must know the answer. She said, no, but I'll give it a try. To this very day, they've been living their way. These are the reasons why. They blew up the TV, threw away the paper, moved to the country, built them a home, had a lot of children, fed them on peaches. They all found Jesus on their own. So blow up your TV, throw away your paper, Jesus on your own. We blew up the TV, threw away the paper, moved to Peonia, built us a home, had a little garden, ate a lot of peaches, tried to find Jesus on our own.